Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. The phones are open and you can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And we will take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. Conflict has erupted in Iraq today. Apparently.
Still?
In Baghdad. No, big time.
Not involving us this time, though.
Well, I was never involved.
Yeah, yeah, not involving the American government.
Correct. Although it is what is called the Green Zone, the fortified Green Zone, where the apparently presidential palace and U.S. Embassy are situated. Protesters stormed that palace today. And
protesters on which side?
We'll get into it.
Because I have a hard time believing.
I
have a hard time believing that the American government isn't somehow involved in this, either because they destabilized the region in 2003 and it's been sort of catastrophic since then, or because, you know, you've got CIA agents out there, you know, throwing fuel on the fires. One way or the other, I suspect the American government caused this.
I don't know. I figure anybody who lives in a thing called a palace needs to have that stormed.
And it was. And protesters took over the presidential pool and everything today. So.
Oh, great.
Well, it's probably hot over there. Yeah, so, I mean, kudos to them on that.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty entertaining. Of course, it's also, you know, it's not just entertaining. It's pretty serious. Like, there's trucks shooting at people, and it's nuts right now over there.
Even the trucks are shooting at people.
Yeah, guns mounted.
Oh,
the,
okay.
The trucks. So let's go to your calls and thoughts first, though. So we got Ridley on the line in our very own New Hampshire. Dave Ridley, go ahead.
Hey, Ian, have you ever had someone call in to share your own wisdom with you?
No, that's a little strange. why?
I realize that's kind of what I'm doing today. It's your wisdom from 2008 or maybe 2007. There was an interesting broadcast that you had where you were sharing, you know, how people had burned out, you know, after getting their hopes too high during the Ron Paul campaign.
Sure.
I feel like we are kind of in a similar mode right now to you know, the height of the Ron Paul campaign before that burnout set in. I think in New Hampshire right now there's a sort of a euphoric thing going on. People are very optimistic. Suddenly it feels like there's all kinds of things we can do that we could never do before for liberty. But I think it would not be surprising to me that despite that, if we actually do pretty badly in the coming election, as we have before when we're in this situation, right? As we, you know, we did badly with the, you know, kind of somewhat badly with the Ron Paul thing. And we've been, you know, we've been thrown out of power several times now, depending on how you count.
We were in power?
Sort of. I mean,
nobody told me.
It's a toehold. It's a toehold of power, right?
I think what you're referring to is sort of the ebbs and flows of the libertarians here in New Hampshire getting elected, that some years there weren't as many elected as other years. Is that what you mean by, were you talking about, Ridley?
Yeah, or when Craig Benson, the governor who was friendly, completely friendly to us, was thrown out right after that. That kind of thing could happen again. And
well, let's clarify something before you go on. The governor you're talking about at the time, he's made some kind of statement regarding the Free State Project, which had, I think, had just barely selected New Hampshire, so there really wasn't any movement at that time of which to speak. And I think he said something to the effect of, yeah, come on in. We'd love to have you, basically. I mean, it's a paraphrase of whatever it was. So I don't think his statement in any way contributed to his not getting elected. He just didn't win, or I don't even know if he ran, but, you know, people voted for somebody else. So I don't think Free Stater, Free State Project in any way was even on anyone's radar at that time. If you asked the quote-unquote political experts, they would have blown off the idea of the Free State Project at that time. So that wasn't a factor at that time. But I think you're right. There is a possibility that the numbers of Free Staters in the State House could go down after this year. But we don't really know, right? Like, but I think you're right. You're trying to prepare people for that. Is that the point of your call, Ridley?
Yeah, this would just be a normal historical swing.
Mm-hmm.
We've had it our way for a while now, and we usually don't have it our way for very long.
Well, it could also go up, to be fair, but I think...
It could, or stay the same.
I don't think Republicans in general are going to do very well this election. I think it belongs wholesale to the Democrats.
You think at a state level?
I think at all levels across the board. Forgiving student loan debt, that was a killer.
You think they're going to buy people with that?
On top,
the idea?
Yeah, on top of that and the status of abortion right now, yeah, mm-hmm. I think Democrats all the way. I don't like it, but I think that's what the results are going to be.
Hmm. I think some other people would say that Republicans have a leg up this time around because of all the corruption that's come out with the Hunter Biden, the FBI, going to...
But they just raided Trump as well, and that looks even worse.
Yeah. And the thing about fascists is they tend to have the ability to be completely unaware of the corruption of their own side.
Sure.
I mean, they pretty much just straight denial.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know. I could see it going going either way.
Yeah, me too.
But the I would not be surprised just because a lot of the real control freaks have noticed us and awakened for a little while. And, I think, and right now, I mean, they seem to be tricking some people into believing we're like Trump supporters or something, which is annoying.
Sure. Well, they're going to lie. The haters are going to lie about us, and they're going to collectivize. They're going to say, I think you made this point the other night at an event we had here in Keene, that there's a group, there was a Free Stater apparently, purportedly, who came out with a list of churches recently in New Hampshire, and they're quote unquote woke churches. And
well, not all of them are woke, but it's noted on one edge of the list, like what the politics of each church is. So in some cases, as I understand it, it says, oh yeah, these guys are kind of conservative, these guys are kind of woke.
I haven't even seen the list, so
and so they make this assumption that, of course, we hate the ones that are woke. And it's like, well, if I was going to go to a Christian church, I'd ask myself why. But if I was going to go to a Christian church, I would be looking for one that was at least halfway woke because, I'm not a straight man.
But some of the people...
they don't like people who aren't straight in a lot of Christian churches.
Some of the pastors, apparently, of these churches are taking this as some sort of a threat.
Yeah, well, there's basically a group called the New Hampshire... New Hampshire Council of Churches or New Hampshire something of church. I should know it. I was actually on the phone with them today.
Oh, okay.
And basically they took it as a threat. And then there was a list of synagogues as well. And it was like, oh my God, they're after the Jews. And it's like, yeah, that's what Murray Rothbard and Ludwig von Mises said to do, who are both, of course, Jews.
Yeah.
Half of my heroes are Jews, Milton Friedman. But anyway, they're just...
They're overreacting.
They're projecting... nonsense onto us.
Yeah.
So basically...
Well, this comes back to the idea that Free Staters must be Republicans and must be right-wing.
Yeah, because if you're not a Democrat, you have to be a Republican. There isn't anything else to be.
Well, Free Staters aren't doing themselves a whole lot of favor in that regard by constantly going out there and demonizing what they consider to be, quote, woke. That makes them sound like Republicans and conservatives. I mean, if it looks like a duck and sounds like a duck, don't be mad at me when I think it's a duck.
Well, and the thing is, there's a wide variety of that. I appreciate a certain level of woke. I mean, I go to Black Lives Matter events. I'm non-traditional sexually, and I'm certainly, I could care less who anybody else sleeps with.
I want to continue the conversation here, Ridley. If you want to stay for it, you're welcome to. We'll talk about activist burnout. Aria predicts Democrats sweeping the elections coming up. I don't know.
I don't know if predicting is right.
There's more coming up. We'll talk about it. And you can join us here on Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are up. open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We'll get into what happened in Baghdad today. And you can, of course, take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want to talk about here tonight. You've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And somebody just informed me, there was a comment that was posted on one of our videos. They'd asked previously about the, we used to promote a feature that was a different website that is now, I'm not going to give the site because it's offline at this point, but it was a system to allow you to deposit either Dash or Bitcoin Cash, and then you would get like these printable codes.
I know what you're referring to.
Yeah, and then
But the person who managed that is dead.
The person who managed that died, so that site's gone, sadly. But the code, it wasn't being used very often, so luckily there was no crypto that was, like, sitting in it, basically, that I'm aware of.
Well, it was also programmed that if there was crypto sitting in theory, it would have returned after some amount of time.
That is true. That's true. But anyway, that website's gone, but apparently Bitcoin.com also has a feature like this.
Okay, that's good news.
As I understand it, and if I can, I'll see if I can find what the actual URL was. The gentleman says it's gifts, gifts.bitcoin.com. Now, I presume that's only going to work for Bitcoin Cash. I obviously cannot use this feature because, like you, Aria, we're restricted on our bail conditions. So I can't tell you for sure how it works or how well it works. But,
or if it works. Well, yeah. I mean, if they publish it, works.
Yeah, I
trust Bitcoin.
Yeah, I don't think Roger and his crew would put something on the website that hasn't been tested. But by all means, feel free to test it out and give us some feedback on how this thing works. If you want to gift someone some Bitcoin Cash, all you have to do is go to gifts.bitcoin.com and then follow whatever the instructions are there to go through that process. If it's anything like what we used to have over at, the site was called CryptoTip. But if it was anything like that, it was a pretty cool site. Like you said, you would deposit some crypto. If somebody didn't redeem the crypto within a certain amount of time, then the crypto would come back to you, which is a nice feature to be able to have. So I'm pretty sure that's the same system they've implemented here. And I'm glad to see that somebody else is doing that, because I always thought that was such a cool method of spreading cryptocurrency. And so check that out.
Oh, it was awesome. Hey, yeah. Here's an extra $20 tip for you. All you have to do is scan this QR code.
Yeah, so check that out at gifts.bitcoin.com. Of course, Bitcoin
would also allow you to send Bitcoin to someone without having a wallet-to-wallet contact.
Correct.
It's like using a mixer.
Yeah, you could basically leave it on anywhere. Right? You could leave it on top of a tip that you leave at a restaurant. You could leave it inside a book at a library. I mean, you name it. It's just post one up at the local laundromat, wherever you thought people would see it. It was a cool, really cool outreach tool. And I think it was originally inspired by a website called BTC Tip. And again, I have no idea if that one is still around either, but these are neat ways to kind of do outreach, basically, with cryptocurrency. Now, if you want to learn the basics about crypto, just go to Bitcoin.com and click on Get Started at the top of the page. We're bringing Dave Ridley back on the line here, and Ridley, you're talking about the potential that we may see some burnout coming up here in the next few months with the election just around the corner here, the midterm elections. Historically, midterms have, at least in recent decades, have usually been sort of a pendulum swing back. So if the Democrats won in the year 2020, then the Republicans will win in 2022. Now, Aria, you're saying you don't necessarily think that's going to be the case because of the Roe versus Wade situation and some other thing that I've forgotten.
Yeah, I think the way I said it during the break was that on the spectrum of things that could happen, I think the Democrats taking a majority or being overwhelming, not, I don't know about overwhelmingly, but being mostly successful is the one that I find most likely.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I think that one prediction I had heard is that both the Republicans and the Democrats are going to turn out more people because the Democrats are going to be motivated because of the reasons we've already stated, but the Republicans are going to be motivated because of the attack on Trump, for instance, like with the FBI coming in, they want to do something about it, and that's, of course, what
I think Democrats care a lot more about abortion than Republicans do about Trump, though.
You might be right.
That may be true, but, you know, the other thing that's been going on that even I've been finding annoying is just the incessant whining of the Democrats about Trump, even 2 years after he's out of office. It's just this constant drone.
Oh, dude, you can't even go to MSNBC anymore. It's just disgusting. I don't know if it's still like this, just but last time Trump. I checked, it was just Trump this. If they weren't talking about Trump, they were talking about the January 6th riots. It's like, this dude's been out of
riots. How dare you? It was an insurrection.
I think
the science is settled.
I think they use riots on MSNBC more often
really?
Than they use insurrection.
That's more honest than I would expect from them.
Well, I mean, well, it wasn't a riot either, but
no,
I stopped going there because it was just nonstop. This is what the Republicans and Karl Rove and Donald Trump are doing to destroy your life and take away your rights and throw the gay people in the ovens or whatever kind of crazy fear-mongering they're working on these days.
Ridley, other comments or predictions for the coming election?
Well, this whole bit.
All right, so he's in a bad cell. It's kind of hard to understand what he's saying, but I think he was saying that it's been swinging back and forth for a long period of time here in New Hampshire with the Liberty Movement. This year, though, is an unprecedented year. This isn't just your average election. I know people say that all the time, right? Like, this is the most important election. I'm not saying it's the most important election.
Oh, it's completely unimportant, but it is interesting.
But it is an unprecedented year in that, at least for the Free State Project, for the Free State Project, which is this concept of libertarians migrating to New Hampshire and getting active, this year is the year, more so than any other previous year, that the
people... Getting close to saying it's the most important one in your lifetime.
No, I'm not going to talk about that. This is the year, more than any other previous year, that the Free Staters are being attacked. Openly attacked in a very organized fashion. There's mainstream media hit pieces, opinion pieces that are being written in multiple publications. There's letters to the editor going out all over the place to different media. The people who are, you know, in power, some of the state reps and like the chairman of the Democratic Party, like as high up as it goes, the chairman of the Democratic Party in New Hampshire is regularly attacking Free Staters, as are his lowers as well. So they are all out, going out against the Free State Project. We had this Karen attack the liberty-loving reps that supported independence last week. She lost. But again, that's another example of how this sort of multi-pronged approach against the Free Staters, naming names, outing. Now, they've named names before, but not at this level. So it'll be interesting to see how well the Free Staters weather this particular attack this year.
Yeah, well, the Karens are definitely out in force. And the thing is, I don't expect them to have a particularly long attention span. And the difference between them and us in the long term is we got nowhere else to go.
That's true. Ridley, thanks for the call. We'll let you go. Bad signal there, I think, but I'm sure we'll hear from him again at some point. If you want to join the program, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. More coming up here on...
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is pushing back on reports U.S. Embassy personnel in Iraq are being evacuated after violent clashes escalate in Baghdad. Today, White House official John Kirby said the administration is concerned about the violence growing in Iraq, but swatted down earlier reports that U.S. personnel were being airlifted out.
Now's the time for dialogue, not escalated confrontation. Above all, we urge those involved to remain calm, to abstain from this violence, and pursue peaceful avenues of redress. The right to peacefully protest in public is a fundamental element of all democracies.
At least five protesters have been killed by security forces in Baghdad. Wall Street chalked up more losses after the Dow's 1,000-point drop on Friday. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 184 points to close at 3,298. This is USA Radio News. Police in Arizona say an armed man with a high-powered rifle wearing tactical gear killed two people and wounded two Phoenix officers. Police report the man left a hotel in North Phoenix late Sunday night and immediately began shooting at that same hotel. He then shot and killed a man and woman who stopped in their car to see what was happening and wounded two police officers who arrived at the scene. The man is also dead, but it's unsure if police killed him or he killed himself. More young children are getting poisoned by button batteries. A study published in the medical journal Pediatrics says trips to emergency rooms are soaring with one button battery-related ER visit every hour. These batteries contain lithium, which is toxic and can burn the esophagus. T-Mobile is adding Apple Plus as a permanent perk for its top-tier unlimited wireless plan customers. It had been previously offered free for 1 year after subscribing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria. And you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to our social media platform. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts there at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. Bullionmax.com can help you own the most stable assets in recorded history. That is gold and silver. You can buy direct from Bullionmax without talking to a salesperson and your precious metal ship fully insured directly to your home. And Free Talk Live can get you their silver starter kit at employee pricing. All you have to do is go to bullionmax.com/FTL. It includes 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, and the offer is limited to just one per household. So get yours now at bullionmax.com/FTL. We found Bullion Max, by the way, through Ron Paul, because he came on our show a few months ago, and he was like their new representative, basically. He signed an agreement with Bullion Max, and I thought, you know what, if they're good enough for Ron Paul, we need to talk to these folks. So I'm glad to have them on board here with Free Talk Live. Bullionmax.com/FTL. As we continue here, we were talking with Ridley just a moment ago about this election coming up here across the U.S. Obviously, I think there's going to be a lot of turnout, more so than your typical midterm elections. Ultimately, it doesn't matter to me how things go. I understand a lot of people put some stock in what happens in national elections. As somebody who believes in independence, I want to leave regardless of whether the Republicans or Democrats win.
Absolutely.
Whichever side wins, of course, will be the side to which the other side should be marketed to as far as independence is concerned. So whoever loses will be more ripe for the ideas of leaving the United States. So I'll target anybody with that.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. I think the chances of actually seeing some progress along those lines are higher if the Democrats end up running the government, because the the problem is the Democrats kind of need the Republicans as victims, because most of the people who are actually in business are not Democrats. So, yeah. They need them as tax cattle, whereas the Republicans don't need the Democrats for anything. Hmm. They're just an annoyance to them.
And we're seeing a lot more of national divorce trending right now.
Yes,
we're seeing a lot of upset amongst Republicans at things like the FBI for the first time in many cases. And so certainly a Democrat win would continue that frustration and that upset with those folks. And I think that that we could certainly benefit from playing off of that to some extent.
Yeah, I'm really curious, because it looked like it was going to be a Republican sweep,
and then, not so much now though.
Strategically, doing the Roe versus Wade thing now was a terrible plan for them.
It was weird to watch it though, because at first I thought it was going to go the opposite direction. Like when it was first leaked, rather than when it was official, it seemed to inspire the Republican base. They were like, "Yes, we're making progress," and they were excited. But then it actually happened, and Republicans were no longer excited, and instead, Democrats were the ones who were passionate about it. So that really could have gone either way, right? With the Republicans cheering them like, "Yes, we need more of this."
I don't know. I saw Democrats being passionate immediately. I mean, they went out when the leak happened. They immediately went to the Supreme Court and started protesting around the clock, basically.
Sure.
So I feel like that's definitely going to motivate a lot of people. But ultimately, we'll see.
It's interesting that of all the possible rights in the world, that's the only one they care about now. I mean, they used to care about things like free speech. Democrats.
But they care about other rights.
Which ones?
They care about LGBTQ rights, certainly. They care about the rights of people to... Generally, they care about the rights of people to exist without being harassed by police or murdered by police if you meet certain qualifications.
Unless
right?
you have a drug, because they want to have a war on drugs still.
But neither Republicans nor Democrats really care about anyone's rights.
No, clearly. It's all just politics.
Yeah.
It's all just pandering.
It's about which rights they're willing to give up to make the other side suffer the most, or which rights they're willing to take to make the other side suffer the most.
And here's another question. There's a lot of speculation right now. Like, for instance, if you go to Drudge Report, the top story is Trump indictment watch, with a picture of Donald Trump wearing orange, obviously photoshopped. Right?
Indictment watch? Really?
Well, people believe, and it's not an unreasonable belief at this stage, that Trump's going to be indicted within some amount of time. And so the question is, will they, if they're going to indict him, will they do it before or after the election? And what would happen whichever way? Like, if they do it beforehand, is that going to result in more people, on the right-hand side turning out? Will it result in actual violence and quote-unquote civil war, as some people have been predicting? It's an interesting time, that's for sure.
I think whether Donald Trump did anything illegal according to their rules or not, and from what I can tell, it sounds like he didn't. I think this is when they...
You don't think he did by allegedly secreting documents away from...
No, because he had a standing order that the media isn't talking about, that any document that he removed from office was automatically declassified. He had that standing order, and he's the president. He can do that.
Yeah, well, the thing about declassification, as I understand it, is I don't believe there's any particular procedure that a president has to go to declassify a thing. I think he can just say, yeah, that's declassified now.
Really?
So the thing is, proving that he didn't declassify this stuff, even if he didn't, might be really difficult.
Well, I gotta say, I don't know all the legal details. It's first I've heard that. Was that like an executive order or something you're referring to?
Well, I don't know if it was actually something that he wrote down or what, but I mean, it was just the policy that he had. If he removed something from the office, then it was automatically declassified.
Well, do you think the FBI isn't aware of that?
No, they're aware of it. They're just saying that that's an unlawful policy for him. They're saying, no, you're not allowed to do that.
Well, according to, let's see, who is this? It's an opinion
piece. And
that's
if the media says anything at all about it. Most of them just ignore it.
This is an opinion piece written by, I believe, an attorney. Let me double check that. A national security attorney working in D.C. His name is Bradley Moss. He believes that Donald Trump is going to be indicted by a federal grand jury, and he says that even with all the redactions, the probable cause affidavit that was published by a magistrate judge in Florida makes clear three points. One, Trump was in unauthorized possession of national defense information, namely properly marked classified documents. But you're saying that those were then unclassified by virtue of the fact that Trump simply possessed them. He says, two, he was put on notice by the U.S. government that he was not permitted to retain those documents at Mar-a-Lago. And three, he continued to maintain possession of the documents and allegedly undertook efforts to conceal them in different places throughout the property up until the FBI finally executed a search warrant this month. So he believes that that is enough to get him indicted by a grand jury.
I mean,
it's not hard to get an indictment.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But an indictment leads to an arrest and leads to a prosecution and leads to a court trial. So they're not going to indict him and not charge him.
I want to see Donald Trump arrested. I mean, I don't think the government should arrest anyone, but in the grand scheme of things and how catastrophic, how much can the government screw up? Arresting Donald Trump would be up there. I mean, what would happen
if they did? What would happen if they did arrest
Donald
Trump?
I don't know, but that could actually kickstart some sort of violent revolution. It could. I don't think it would. But it could.
Well, we've seen what people consider to be a revolution, and it's walking around the
yeah, a bunch of idiots
capital.
Milling around taking selfies.
So we'll see. But on the other hand, that is not what's going on in Baghdad right now. There's actual violent clashes happening. People did take over the presidential palace earlier today. It's obviously in the middle of the night there right now, and the shooting is continuing. We'll tell you a little bit about what's happening. And if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. And bring up whatever is on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can join us anytime on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams and more.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, we can talk about some of the energy cutbacks that they're seeing in Europe, but in other international news, we're going to get into what's going on in Baghdad, where there's actual conflict in the streets going on as we speak. Videos coming out on social media showing gunfire and other weaponry being brought into play against people who apparently took over the presidential palace earlier today. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here, you can support the show via our Patreon, like Dale has done. Dale is a Free Talk Live supporter of gold status, meaning Dale's contributing at least $10 a month through our Patreon. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there, as Dale has done, and we certainly appreciate the support there, and you get some benefits for doing that, and we really appreciate it. And it helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. It's amps.freetalklive.com. As we get into the story here, this is being reported in various different places. RT.com, that's Russia Today, the source here, that two people have been killed, at least, and 19 injured in clashes between security forces and supporters of influential Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr.
See, this is already confusing. How did they describe the security forces? From my recollection of Iraq, security forces meant the American military.
The Americans, as I understand it, are mostly out now.
But they are still physically
there. There's still some that are there.
Why not the police or the Iraqi military? Mm-hmm. Why this terminology?
And security forces.
It's almost unique to Iraq or events happening in Iraq that these security forces come into play instead of just, most people would call them the Iraqi police or the Iraqi military.
And to be clear, it's not just RT that's doing it. It's also, I had another article by The Sun Scotland in the UK, which also describes them as security forces.
Well, who the hell are these security forces?
Presumably they're the government agents that are trying to defend the palace.
Well, as I understand
it, question.
There are a lot of, like, kind of semi-organized militias mm-hmm. that provide some security out there that are, like, tribal. So it may well be that they're not describing them because they're not easily categorized.
Or maybe because there's more than one of them that's in play.
Yeah, that's also possible. I would imagine that with something like that going on, to the extent that they can get them to actually show up and fight, which historically has been a problem with the Iraqi security forces, you know, I would expect all of them. I mean, I'd expect to see military, police, the tribal militias. I'd expect to see everybody in the mix.
But see, you just said it, tribal militias. It's not hard for them to call these people militias instead of these vague, unknown security forces of unknown origin.
That's a good point. Sky News Arabia has reported this, citing Iraqi medical sources. This is taking place near what they call the Republican Palace. The U.S. State Department denied reports
They actually call it the Republican Palace? Is that because Bush built it?
No, if you recall...
they had the Republican Guard as well,
right,
I know.
That's what I was going to reference. And I don't know if the Republican Guard exists anymore. I don't know if they got completely wiped out by the U.S. Military back in the day, 20 years ago or whatever it was.
I would imagine if not, they were disbanded mm-hmm. because they were elite and they were supposedly very loyal to Saddam Hussein, so they'd want to start new units with new traditions.
Well, according to Wikipedia, the Iraqi Security Forces is a term used by the United States Department of Defense to describe law enforcement and military forces of the federal government of the Republic of Iraq. Yep. It includes the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, the police, the popular mobilization forces, and a few others. It's just
so any agent with a gun that's an Iraqi government.
Yeah, but why would the United States Department of Defense terminology for these people just completely dominate even Russia
even
today?
Even Russian news is interesting.
The deaths took place in the middle of the fortified green zone where the palace and, well, I guess it's not fortified now, where the palace and the U.S. Embassy are situated. According to the sources, earlier hundreds of protesters had pulled down concrete barriers and stormed the palace. This came after al-Sadr announced his resignation from politics following months of failed attempts to form a government in the face of opposition from rival Iran-allied Shia factions.
That's the interesting thing to me is Iran was always Shia and Iraq was Sunni. So it seems like the
cleric who resigned is a Shiite.
So that would be that would be generally or historically more associated with Iran than with than with Iraq.
Okay.
So that's kind of interesting. Hussein was a Sunni. And he didn't like the Shiites very much.
Shortly before news of the casualties broke, the news agency AFP reported gunshots could be heard echoing over the green zone, and they include a couple clips of people on the streets recording some of the stuff.
Gunshots suggest it was an actual insurrection, or one
somebody
might say
shooting.
A riot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was a shot fired inside the U.S. Capitol by a security agent.
American security forces.
Who shot a unarmed woman. And killed her. So, I mean, there's gunshots.
Lucky
there.
For him, she was white.
Yeah, and there's, but in this case, the gunshots are ongoing. There's multiple videos taken during the day and then now at nighttime with conflict happening. According to the story, the Iraqi military responded to the breaching of the palace by declaring a citywide curfew as military reinforcements were hurried in to deal with the crowds of the al-Sadr loyalists flooding into the green zone. Water cannons were used to repel the demonstrators, and running battles between security officers and protesters were reported. Iraq's caretaker prime minister, and an ally of al-Sadr named Mustafa al-Kadhimi called on the crowds to withdraw from the area, but that apparently has not happened at this point.
So what was the catalyst of this? The people were upset that
this
current
was
president
resigning.
Was resigning?
It doesn't say he was the president. It says he was a influential Shiite cleric who gave his resignation. So it's not clear what exactly his role in the government, at least not from this story, it's not clear what he did.
I wouldn't even want to be that popular where my resignation caused people to riot, man. Screw that. Poor guy.
Once the nerve center of the U.S. occupation, the Green Zone still houses multiple foreign embassies and international organizations, and the headquarters of successive post-invasion Iraqi governments have been based there. With the zone descending into chaos, video footage captured a helicopter taking off from the roof of what appeared to be the U.S. embassy, a scene reminiscent of the chaotic American withdrawal from Kabul last August.
Well, also there's a number of very famous photographs of helicopters taking off from
like
the
Vietnam.
Roof of the embassy in Vietnam, and mm-hmm. it also plays out that way in Saigon. There's a great scene where she's trying to get on one of those helicopters. Mm.
Happened recently in Afghanistan as well. I mean, the United States government has a long history of, you know, screwing things up and then abandoning embassies because, you know, it screwed things up beyond the point of repair.
Unconfirmed reports suggested that staff were being evacuated from the embassy, although the State Department claims those reports were false. And of course, they lie all the time.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. In a statement released Monday evening, U.S. diplomatic mission in Iraq said it's, quote, concerned about escalating tensions and urges all parties to remain peaceful. Infighting between al-Sadr's political bloc.
Okay, if you're already shooting at each other, you can't remain peaceful. You have to become peaceful.
That's true. Just a little bit more here. Infighting between al-Sadr's political bloc and the Coordination Framework Alliance, a Shia bloc allied with Iran, prevented the cleric from forming a government after winning 73 seats in the legislature. There are, by the way, 329 seats in that legislature
which
last
year. Which is also interesting. So you're saying that Iranian Shias basically ganged up and prevented an Iraqi Shia from forming a government. Usually,
No. So apparently his bloc, the guy that resigned, he's, I guess, tired of this, right? Like he's given up.
Right.
He and his alliance, which is the Shia, the Iran alliance, basically, they prevented... Oh, yeah, well...
It's Shia on both sides,
yeah.
I think, if I heard you right.
Hmm.
Which is unusual over there.
Yeah.
It's usually going to be Shia versus Sunni or
right.
Sunni versus Wasabi, which is the Saudi Arabian variant.
All the more reason the U.S. government should never have gotten involved in this nightmare.
They definitely started this. There's no doubt.
Well, what Ronald Reagan said after the embassy was bombed in Lebanon was he pulled all our people out and he said, I had no idea how irrational the politics of the Middle East was.
Wow. If only a lesson had been learned from that. We've got more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. We'll get an update on the Whitmer case with a governor that was allegedly being plotted to be killed.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it.
JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.